And these things that you see in freshwater streams, they kind of look like little lobsters. They got claws. Some people eat them and some people use them for bait.
That's claws.
Yes, sir. They'll
stay in the water?
Yes, sir. It's like if you turn over a rock, it'll swim way backwards from you.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Crawfish.
Yes, sir. <That's right.
laughs> Yeah.
Do people around here eat them, or do they?
I have heard of people eating the tail, you know, crawfish tail,
right,
like that. And I've heard of that. I never eat any.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. And well, what about these things that people eat on the half shell?
Half shell?
Yes, sir. Get them out of the ocean like you do shrimp?
Oh, yeah. Mushroom shell. Yeah.
Or maybe oyster.
They're called oysters. Mm-hmm. Mushroom and oysters all come out the same kind of shell.
Mm-hmm. What about, ask you about a few insects. This insect that are these kind of insects that you see at night. They like to fly around light bulbs. Mm-hmm. You just see them circling around those things.
But I don't know what kind they would be.
Okay.
I sure don't. I just call them bugs.
Right. But what about the bug that's bad about eating holes in your clothes if you're not careful?
That's the moss, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any trouble with those?
Yeah, we have trouble. We have to put out mothballs every year for them. In the wintertime, they'll pack up in your closet and you have to kill them out in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you ever see this insect around anymore? It used to, when it flew around at night, it'd blink on and off?
Lightning bug.
Right. You still see those?
Yeah. They're out this month. Mm-hmm.
You probably see these a lot because you go fishing. These insects got a long, thin body and wings that you can see through, and they like to light on your pole.
Yeah, we call them snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. You ever have any idea why people call them that?
I never have figured out why people call them that. Mm-hmm. All my life I've heard them called snake doctors.
Is it? You ever heard a person say it had something to do with maybe that snakes were nearby, or?
Well, I never have heard nobody say that, but I just wonder if that, I have wondered about that, if that was so. Did it have anything to do by snakes? I never have heard anybody say.
One fellow that I talked to said that when we were talking about insects, said that you ought to kill every snake doctor you see, because the reason they call them snake doctors is that if they find a sick snake or a wounded snake, they'll make him well. That's why they call them snake doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I don't know about that. What about some insects around here that are bad to sting you?
Wasp? Oh, yellow jacket. Oh, wasp, man. Yellow jacket. Run into yellow jacket nest every once in a while. One year here, I had a bumblebee nest up in the corner of that house, right up in the top. I went to the hospital and got them 30-foot ladder and clammed up all the way up there. Some bird nests up there. I said, I was going to tear them down.
Yes, sir.
I reached in there and got a handful of that bird nest and pulled it out. Out come some bumblebees. And you know, I'd always heard that if a bumblebee sting you, might knock you down.
Yes, sir. But
they stung me twice before I got to the ground, because I jumped about 10 feet off it.